Paula Newman Gris, her mother and younger sister, had survived life in a forced labor camp at the hands of the Romanians and the Nazis. However, their struggle would continue as they raced to find surviving family and to escape the descending Iron Curtain that would cut them from the freedom they desired. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside. All this week on The American Countryside, we are the guests of the Bremen Jewish Heritage Center and are visiting with Paula Newman Gris, a Holocaust survivor. If you've never had time to check out our website and our full stories on the Scenic Route, this is the perfect time to begin. You'll hear Paula's moving story, a story of surviving the Holocaust through the eyes of a 3 to 6-year-old. Listen online, download and listen later. It doesn't matter. It's free and it's worth your time to hear this amazing story. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for updates and exclusive show content. This and much more at AmericanCountryside.com.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In June of 1942, 3-year-old Paula Newman, her mother, and 9-month-old sister were deported from Romania to a work camp. Now, at war's end, the 3 who were fortunate to have survived had a decision to make.
My mother, with her soul full of hope and that will to live, she said, "We're going to go back to Chernivtsi and see who survived."
The Russian army was not able to assist the Jews who had been freed. The Newmans struggled to get back home.
We hitchhiked, we walked, we spent many nights in fields sleeping out in the open. Occasionally a farmer would let us sleep in the barn, but we made it somehow.
They waited in their hometown of Chernivtsi for her father to return, for family to return, for friends to return. No one came home. Almost all those they knew had been lost.
My mother got wind of the fact that the Russians were about to reoccupy that area and the Iron Curtain would come down.
They traveled west, eventually reaching the American zone in West Germany. They lived in refugee camps for nearly 7 years. Finally, in June of 1951, 9 years after they were originally taken prisoner, they reached America. Today, Paula has an important reason to share her story.
We owe it to the dead. We owe it to the people so that they were not just eradicated. My family, eradicated. If it weren't for me and my little sister, who thank God we both survived, nobody would know that we ever existed.
I encourage you to listen to the full story on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com and to visit the Bremen Jewish Heritage Museum, which tells this story and many others. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.